Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're continuing to make our way through this amazingly important season of the church year, Lent. It can feel a little bit like a grind here. I think we're in, week five, maybe week six. And it's time that we need to make sure that we finish the race together. Here we are Thursday. We're just a week away from Holy Thursday. We're going to walk with the Lord through the Triduum, through his passion, death, and resurrection. We'll celebrate the resurrection on Easter, obviously. But it's so important for us to continue to walk with the Lord and draw out all the grace that we can in this season, because the Lord is here. He's with us. He seeks our transformation and our full yes to him. And he wants to pour out his mercy on us and purify us, draw us closer to him, bring greater healing to our mind, to our heart, to renew us. It's all his grace. We have to keep paying attention. We have to keep cooperating and keep saying yes to the Lord. And well, yesterday we celebrated the Annunciation. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, and the extraordinary grace that the Father gave to Mary, and so much was revealed and really continues to be revealed in God's purpose for the human race and what he did in Our Lady, which is a unique call, obviously an absolute unique grace that she was able to receive the Son of God, be the mother of Jesus. But each one of us, there was a lot of takeaways there for us that we don't want to miss. First, the mystery of God's plan, the beauty of God's plan, God's love for humanity, the dignity that he bestowed upon us, the healing he brought to Eve and Eve's offspring that begins now with Mary, with Our Lady. And ultimately then her story, her yes was a life of yes all the way to the end for her. And now she's been raised. It was said she was taken up. She's now queen of heaven and earth. She's entered fully into glory. And right from the beginning, it was a Trinitarian work of salvation in her, through her, in Jesus. It then moves to each and every one of us who are baptized into Christ. The Holy Spirit overshadowed her, meaning the Holy Spirit was present, and it's through the Holy Spirit's presence that Jesus was conceived in her womb, and the Word then was made flesh. The Father's intention, that's how close he's come to us. We're not just his creatures that are out there somewhere that he's just trying to get realigned. He loves us so profoundly. He's completing his work, the Father, and enabling us to reach the fullness of his plan and the fullness of the dignity that we have, that is to participate in God's life, to be divinized like Our Lady was, like to receive the very glory of God, the Holy Spirit becoming, indwelling us, leading us through our life, dying in the Lord and raising us to the heights of glory, being united to the Father and to the Son for all eternity. So much was given to so simple, so beautiful, so young a person. God can entrust his great kingdom to the humble, I said yesterday. It's a great lesson. And one of the things we ought to pray about as we continue in this season of Lent, Lord, help us to walk in humility. It's so hard for human beings, for most human beings anyway. Pride's a big deal. That's right. Pride goes before the fall, and that's what's there. And so we see that drama of pride that is unfolding in the gospel today, which is the ongoing conversation between Jesus and the Pharisees. And Jesus is revealing who he is, and they're denying it. He's exposing their lies, their corruption, the blindness of their pride. And they're the religious leaders. And the more Jesus exposes, the more angry they get. So we're going to touch on some of that today, because it's just really critical to see the Pharisees here that Jesus is speaking to. They represent the hardness of the human heart, to the pride of mind, the pride of man. We'll start a little bit earlier than the reading has given us today, but it's finishing up chapter 8. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin." Again, Jesus is coming to deal with the sin problem, and everybody's under sin and the dominion of death that's brought about by sin. The slave does not continue in his house forever. The son continues forever. So those who are enslaved, that is the entire human race is enslaved, the sin. Jesus, the Son, comes. He's the one. He's sent by the Father. He's the one who's living in freedom in the presence of the Father. And so Jesus is coming to make it possible for us to come out of slavery into sonship, into becoming children of God. So if the Son makes you free, you are free indeed. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. This is the drama in every human heart. Does the word of God, has it found its place in you? It's critical. It's a good way to pray for our children. Pray for people we know who have either never heard the gospel or walked away from it. You pray in their name for them and say, Lord, by your grace, may your word find a place in my son, in my daughter, in my wife, in my husband, in my friends. Your word is a person, your only begotten son. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father. Okay, now this is the climax, and Jesus, he doesn't hold anything back. They answered him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do what Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You do the works of your father. They said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Right? They're proud, right? They're in the right lineage. They're in the God's people. They're the Jewish people. And they're getting angry because Jesus is exposing the deeper part of who they are, which is what's going on in the heart. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded and came forth from God. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Wow. Can you imagine? He's blowing their mind. What did he say? If you really were from your father, you'd get it. You might say, well, wow, Jesus, that's kind of a high standard. I mean, they've never been taught exactly about this, and this is all new to them. Jesus is holding them to a standard, God's standard. They actually should know better. If their hearts were humble, if they were walking in obedience to the Father, they would see in Jesus the signs and wonders through which the Father testified to Jesus. All the healings, I mean, for goodness sakes, raising dead people, leading people to deeper, more radical, profound conversion to God. It's because you cannot bear to hear my word, he said. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. So there's the great contrast. Jesus said, I come to do my father's will. My father's will is my food. It's my joy. It's my life. I do everything the Father commands me to do, he'll say later in John. He said, but you have a different father. It's a perfect assessment of who they are and where they are. But they're shocked by it, obviously. They're the proprietors of the whole religious scene in Israel. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth because there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. They can't hear Jesus because Jesus is saying, you're listening to someone else. You have a different father. You're under sin. You have proud hearts. You can't even hear my father's voice, no matter how it's demonstrated in me, he's saying. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe in me? He who is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. Jesus is a truth teller. He speaks the truth in love. He makes it clear to everybody, what is the condition of the human heart? What is the condition of humanity, of human beings? What does it mean that they're under sin? What's at stake? What has God the Father done to come and deal with that situation? The Jews answered, are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and you have a demon? Jesus answered, I have not a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. This verse 48 always kind of struck me as ironic, or just something the religious leaders make a spiritual assessment of who Jesus is, a discernment. They're discerning the voice of God and the ones who are the experts at it in different ways. And what do they say about Jesus? Not only do they not recognize that he's God, but they say, your problem is you got a demon. You're demonized. How far off can you possibly be? So the drama goes on. Verse 49, Jesus said, I have not a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he will be the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. Jesus has come to bring life. Christianity is new life. Christianity is the only life what Christianity brings. It's the only life that is eternal. There's only two realities, life and death. I set before you life and death, blessing and a curse. And again, Jesus makes it clear, if you don't believe my word. That same thing should be said, it is being said in these readings, but also hopefully from pulpits and from in conversations, because the human race needs to know this. Everybody needs to know this. If anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. Refusing to keep his word will lead to eternal death and eternal separation from God. The Jews said to him, now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than Abraham, who died, and the prophets who died? Who do you claim to be? Jesus answered, if I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It's my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say that he is your God, but you have not known him. I know him. If I said I do not know him, I should be a liar like you. But I do know him and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he was to see my day. He saw it and was glad. The Jews then said to him, you're not yet 50 years old, and you've seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. So they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out from the temple. Jesus takes for himself the divine name of Yahweh, I am, from Exodus 3:14. He thus claims to be one with God, whose life in eternity has neither beginning nor end. The Pharisees hear this claim loud and clear, and thinking it outrageous, they stand ready to stone him for blasphemy. That's taken from the footnotes of the Ignatius Study Bible here. That's the drama. That's the unfolding. The Lord is helping us see through this reading the condition of the human heart, the pride of mind, the resistance that's in the human heart to God. And Jesus speaks the truth. Sometimes when I hear him speaking to the Pharisees, I put myself in their position so I can hear it loud and clear that I might have life. God bless you, friends. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.